harvest roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup, episode 42. Most of the time when I share these recipes, I like to work from scratch. There's something about developing a meal from its basic ingredients that is very fulfilling. Never mind the fact that it's often healthier and tastier to take the long way on some recipes. However, we live in a stressful world. Between the current pandemic, ongoing political strife, and the chill of winter, settling in for a multi-hour session in the kitchen can be a little too much on certain days. I've found myself making the following recipe whenever I want to put more effort into a meal than what's needed for basic spaghetti, but not so much that I want to be on my feet for very long at all. I call it my great and lazy Alfredo. Can you make this the old-fashioned way? Of course! But utilizing prepared and frozen ingredients will make most of the time of this recipe dedicated to defrosting instead of chopping and cooking. Also, while this sauce is an obvious accompaniment to pasta, it can also be eaten on top of rice, grilled vegetables, or even with some crusty bread. I personally eat mine straight as if it were a thick and rich stew. Ingredients: a 22-ounce bag of grilled chicken breast strips, frozen, a 12-ounce bag of cooked and cleaned shrimp, frozen, a 10-ounce bag of frozen vegetables of choice, I personally prefer the corn, carrot, pea, and green bean variety, a 16-ounce jar of Alfredo sauce, any variety, a half of an onion sliced, or 1.5 shallots sliced, 1 cup of shredded Parmesan and or mozzarella cheese, black pepper and garlic powder to taste, and optionally, you can include some red pepper flakes and 4 to 8 ounces of Chardonnay. Allow your frozen ingredients to thaw most of the way. Run the frozen shrimp under cold water in a colander until they become a consumable texture. Sauté the onion or shallot in butter over medium heat until soft. Add your defrosted chicken to the pan to add a little bit of color to the meat. If you are using wine, deglaze the pan with a few splashes and cook for a minute. Add the shrimp, vegetables, Alfredo sauce, and remaining wine. Allow the mixture to heat up. When bubbles begin to pop, add black pepper and garlic powder, and red pepper flakes if you are using them. Finally, add the shredded cheese and mix until it's completely melted into the sauce. Take off of the heat and serve immediately. I hope this has given you another quick recipe to add to your repertoire. This is my go-to when I'm running to the dollar store and want to feel a little bit fancy. You can find this recipe and all of my recipes on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Please send your pictures and reviews to sage@amrmail.org. For Recipe Roundup, this is Sage Tangway.
All this roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom. Dee-oh-dee-dee-oh-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-